Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is a special meeting of the Board of Education of West Covina Unified School District. It's August 16th at 7:10 in the morning. We'll call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Foles? Mr. Spence?
Here.
Dr. Garcia is not here. Is there anybody that wishes to speak to any item on the agenda this morning? No. We're going to go into closed session, and I'll ask to inconvenience the audience just a moment so that we all don't have to move out, and we'll just do that in here for right now, and then we'll
and turn off the mics
and reconvene. And
yeah, turn off the mic.
We are back in. We have returned to closed session. Closed session closes at 7:55. We're back in the open session. We did not take any action in closed session. First item on the agenda is the appointment of superintendent. We've done our interviews, completed our interviews, and made a selection for superintendent. We've had an opportunity to review the contract. We have some minor grammatical issues to deal with, and we'll take care of that separately.
I move that we appoint Deborah Kaplan as superintendent of the West Covina High School District and approve the appointment contract.
I second.
And moved and seconded, moved by Spence, seconded by Jimenez to appoint Deborah Kaplan as the superintendent of the West Covina High School District and approve the appointment contract. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Motion passes 3-1 with Ms. Shoemaker voting no, and Ms. Foles has it. Next item on the agenda is a contract for professional services to approve the entering into contract with law offices Michelle Lane to conduct workplace investigation further to improve budget transfer first floor forms to support the contract.
So moved.
Awesome. It moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye. It's close enough, Susan.
We're approving the contract for Michelle Lane today. On Friday, the Tribune published an article in which you, Mr. Cox, stated that you have seen the results of the investigation and what the results of the investigation are. I have since spoken to the interim superintendent, our legal counsel, and they know of no results that have come to the district. There is not a formal report. So my question is our interim superintendent and legal counsel lying, or were you lying to the public when you stated that there is a report ready and the findings of that report?
I was misquoted.
You were misquoted when you said that the investigation happened and that there were no results. So in two separate places, you were misquoted talking about...
That's not what he said.
Talking about a closed session item.
He said it was misspoke. He said it was misspoke. He didn't say it was misquoted.
Okay, the next question is, why were you talking about a closed session item with the press?
Any other questions?
That's the question. Because from there, I have to decide what I'm going to do. How are you misquoted talking about an investigation?
You didn't say he was misquoted.
You just said he was misquoted.
He said misspoke.
You said misspoke to begin with. So, did you not talk about the investigation at all and Justin pull it out of thin air?
It's public information that we have in
no,
the process
it's not
of an investigation.
Public
information. Yes, it is.
No.
We the read it out in a board meeting.
The report out of closed session was that we were going to work with the then acting superintendent. It was very specifically not said that we were doing an investigation.
Well, actually, I think it's been very public because there's even been blogs that have talked about whose people have brought into to be interviewed by the investigator. So if it's appeared on a blog that someone brought in a lawyer, then obviously people know about it and it's out there. So it's very public.
It is not a confirmation matter that we have an investigation going on.
It's very
normal
public
procedure.
And then, again, I have the other part that I brought up at the last, two board meetings ago about the fact that the scope of the investigation is outside of what we discussed. We had well, the majority of the board voted to hire an investigator, not somebody who was an investigator slash give us legal counsel, because we do have legal counsel for that. The investigation is supposed to be independent, yet she's working closely with counsel that we haven't approved to be handling this matter. She's also supposedly working closely with our general counsel, who, again, this is supposed to be an independent investigation. So I just have way too many concerns about what's going on, who's being interviewed, what's being questioned, who's being questioned about what, that I think it's inappropriate for the board to basically approve this contract. I have a couple of other issues that we'll discuss before we adjourn. But you can go ahead and vote on this.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion passes 3-1. Is there something else?
Yeah. I understand that you and Mr. Spencer personally served Ms. Lace Casillas' lawsuit on Friday, and the district was served yesterday. I would like it agendized, that it could turn over immediately to the JPA that special counsel has obtained, because before, the district had been hesitant to bring in special counsel, but now we officially have a lawsuit in which you both are personally named. So we need independent counsel who can differentiate, once again, the defense for the district and the defense for either one of you. I would also like a copy of our legal billing records from January 1st through now for any and all counsel that the district is using, but specifically Lozano Smith and Jack Barnum. And I want the actual billing records, what work they're doing, not just the statement. I would also like to know, what the new attorney is actually handling, because again, he was hired to answer quick questions, yet he is in discussion regarding the suit from Ms. Lace Castillo, EEOC matters, and so I would like to know what he's handling. I want to know who authorized him to take over cases that are being handled by Lozano Smith, and that the board never said, go ahead and transfer over to the new attorney. And so that's
we also need to add the breach of contract of Ms. Castillo with this board as well, because of her final question.
You got that? No further business on the board. This special meeting is closed at August 3rd at 7:00.